with God?
你们还会和与神同行吗？
Would you still be serving at church?
你们仍然会在教会侍奉吗？
Before we go into God's word, let us pray together.
让我们先做一个祷告。
God, we come together this morning to celebrate this church's birthday.
神啊，我们今天弟兄姊妹聚在一起庆祝我们的教会的生日。
But help us not just to linger in the past.
求你让我们不要只停留在过去。
But to look also into the future.
让我们能够把眼睛专注在未来。
Not just for the church, but for our lives as well.
不仅是为我们这个教会，也为我们的生命。
Now, God, we ask that you would speak to us.
求神亲口跟我们说话。
May the words of my mouth.
愿我们口里的话言语。
And the meditation of all our hearts.
我们心中的意念。
Are become pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock, our redeemer.
在你面前蒙悦了，因为你是我们的山寨，我们的救赎主。
Amen.
Amen.
Again, today we celebrate our church's 35th anniversary.
今天我们在这里聚集在一起，庆祝我们教会35周年的生日。
Now, some people will take pride in our past successes.
有些人也许回忆到过去，觉得我们有很多成功的地方，会沾沾自喜。
And we do have many successes in the past.
的确，在以往的35年里边，我们的确有很多成功的事例。
But some people will be depressed because of our past failures.
然而，也有些人回顾过去，我们做了很多失败的事情，而会为此而感到沮丧。
And we do have many failures.
的确，在35年里边，我们的确有很多失败的事情。
But both successes and failures,
但不管是失败还是成功
may cause us to linger in the past.
都让我们停留在过去
and we stop moving ahead
会让我们停止向前走
so instead of focusing on so much on our history let us focus on our future
所以我们不要花太多的时间回顾我们的过去让我们展望未来
now the scripture reading this morning was about a vision
今天早上我们所读的经文是有关意象
we tried to incorporate all three languages
我们在读经文的时候用所有的三种语言都用到了。
Now, most likely we did not actually follow the whole story because everything was kind of broken up in the languages.
由于语言上的障碍所以在座的弟兄姊妹也许没有读完没有能够领会所有整个故事的情节。
So let's just recap the story by looking at it in our Bibles.
那我们再一次回顾这个今天经文所讲的故事。
Acts chapter 10 verses 1 through 20.
请翻到使徒行传第十章。1 to 20?
Yes. Chapter 10, verses 1 through 20. Of course, we know the story already. There was a centurion of the Italian regiment. His name was Cornelius.
当然我们对这个故事都很熟悉讲的是一个百夫长是意大利的百夫长他名字叫哥尼流。
Of course, this guy was an Italian.
当然他是个意大利人。
Okay. And it says that he would pray regularly.
他常常在神面前祷告。
Now in verses 3 to 6, you see that one day, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he received a vision from God.
大家看经文1到3节，有一天下午大概3点钟的左右，他突然从神那里领受到异象。
An angel of God came to speak to him, tell him to go to Joppa, send some men to Joppa to bring back this person called Simon Peter.
一个天使在异象中向他显现，要他派人到一个叫约帕的地方去，到那儿去把一个名叫西门彼得的人给叫来。
So he sent his 3 servants to Joppa to fetch the Simon Peter.
所以他打发仆人到那个约帕这个地方去请一个叫彼得的人过来。
And the next day, while these 3 people were approaching where Peter was staying,
第二天当这个三个人被打发去的人快要接近那个彼得所住的那个约帕城的时候
，Peter was in that house going up to the rooftop to pray.
恰巧彼得在这个时候呢，在房间房爬到房顶上也去祷告去了。
While he was praying, he received another vision.God's vision.
当彼得在祷告的时候，他同样从神那里领受到了异象。
He saw a large sheet just like that one.
他看见
from heaven.
他看见从天开了，从天堂那里伸展下一块大布条。
Inside the sheet were all these different animals and birds and reptiles.
在这个布条里面是各种各样的动物，有鸟啊、爬行类动物啊等等。
A voice then said to him, "Get up, Peter. Kill, eat."
有一个声音对他说：“起来。”把他这些动物杀了然后吃掉
Peter says surely not I've never eaten anything impure or unclean
但彼得说这可不行万万不行我从来没有吃过这些 不洁净的东西
Then the voice said to him do not call anything impure that God has made clean
但那个声音对彼得说神已经洁净的东西你不能再叫 不能再称他们是不洁净的。
Now this same vision happened 3 times in a row.
同样的异象在这个房间里面出现了三次。
And then the sheet was taken back to heaven.
然后这个布条又收回到那个天堂那里去了。
Well, just at that moment, those 3 men arrived at the house.
就在这个时候，那三个那个百夫长打发来的三个人呢，正好来到了这个房间。
To make a long story short.
长话短说。
Peter went with these 3 men to the house of Cornelius.
彼得就跟着这三个人一起来到了那个哥林牛的房间。
And then eventually Cornelius' family heard about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
正因为这样，哥尼流和他的家人有机会听见了福音。
And they became Christians.
他们变成了基督徒。
Now, this story is one of the most significant episodes in church history.
这个故事是在整个教会历史当中一个最有意义的、最重要的一段情节。
Before this vision,The good news of Jesus was reserved only for the Jews.
在这个异象之前，神的福音，耶稣基督，有关耶稣基督的福音，都只是仅仅传给犹太人。
Now, because of this vision, the gospel is open to people like you and me.
因为这个异象，神的福音也向我们外邦人，包括你和我，打开。
So we ask ourselves, what is vision?
所以我们再问一下，什么叫做异象？
What is the vision that God can give to people?
神给人的意象是什么呢？
Or what God, when God gives a vision to a church, what does that mean?
当神给一个教会一个意象的时候，这意味着什么呢？
No, the vision is like a GPS.
要做个比方的话，一个意象就有点像卫星导航器 GPS.
Let me just ask, how many of us actually have one of these things in our cars or you?
我们来问一下在座的人在家里或者在车上有 GPS 有卫星导航器的。
Okay, put down your hands. That's very good.
Okay, 很好。
A vision is like a GPS.
一个意象就像一个 GPS 一样，卫星导航器。
No, sometimes when I drive, I don't want to just see ahead of where I'm going. I want to see the whole map.
有的时候我在开车的时候，我不想把我的视力、我的眼光就局限在我前面开车的那段地方。
So、
我要看整个一个情景，整个一个路的路况情况怎么样。
Vision gives us a glimpse of the big picture.
所以意象就给让我们能够有机会能够瞥见一个整的一个大的图景。
Has anyone ever taken a taxi ride in Manhattan, in New York City?
在座的有没有人有机会在过去在曼哈顿城里面坐过出租车的没有？的士车。
It's usually a near-death experience.
大家坐过出租车的人都会，这简直是跟死亡在搏斗。
Oftentimes you get into a taxi cab and they would drive very fast.
你一坐上出租车，他们就开得非常快。
And they would screech past all these turns.
他们。是左转右转，有的是来个紧急刹车。Actually, it's more like that in Shanghai.
Good. And people be tooting their horns.
开车的人或者周围的人是不断的摁着喇叭。
Looks very chaotic when you're inside a cab.
你看你在出租车里面看外面是一片混乱。
Sometimes it's a very dangerous thing to do.
这有的时候的确是非常危险的一件事情。
But if you actually go up to the Empire State Building,
但是如果你有机会。走到那个帝国大厦的顶层的话
，or in Shanghai is there a tall building as well?
金茂大厦。
Okay. Yeah, a tall building up in Shanghai. And look down at the street.
上海的那个金茂大厦顶层的话，你再看底下的街道。
Well, if you're up the tall building, looking down the streets of New York City.
然后你站在那个高楼的摩天大楼顶上，你看底下的马路的话
，everything looks different.
所有的东西都看上去非常的两样。
You'd see rows of yellow taxi cabs driving along in the seemingly orderly fashion.
那时候你所看到的底下的那个车流啊，那包括那些黄色的那些出租车啊，在开的时候行驶的时候非常的有秩序。
Everything would seem orderly and peaceful.
所有的东西一切看上去那么的平和，那样的有条不紊。
That is what vision does. It gives us perspective.
意象就是能够起到这样的作用，它给我们带来一个更大的一个更全面的一个途径。
God's vision allows us to see not just from our lower level.
神给我们的意象，让我们能够不仅仅让我们的眼光停留在我们所处的这个位置上。
But that there is a bigger plan that God has.
而是让我们能够看见神有一个更大的一个计划。
We only play a small part in this big plan.
我们只是神下的更大的一盘棋里边的一个小小的棋子。
Now, if you look at verse 3, it says, one day at about 3 in the afternoon, Cornelius had a vision.
大家看经文第三节，verse 3.
Yeah.
因为不知道神的意义，想要了。I'm sorry.
Okay, it's okay. Just try to say it's okay. Just tell.
I lost my vision.
Just one day at 3 o'clock, Cornelius received a vision.
The 一天三下午，有一天三点钟的时候，哥尼流获得了神给他的异象。
And the angel told him, "Say, go send some people to this Simon Peter."
天使跟他说，去打发人去叫那个叫西门彼得的人来。
Now, Peter would never have known that God was giving this vision to this another guy.
当然，彼得这时候并不知道神已经把异象给了那个叫哥尼流的人。
But God was also giving a vision to Peter.
但是神同时又给彼得一个异象。
In a way, God was leading both of them to come to a point where they meet.
所以神通过异象让这两个人能够走到一起。
God was orchestrating something bigger.
整个事件都是神在布局，在掌控。
Peter's vision gave him a glimpse of the big picture, God's big picture.
同样，彼得的异象也让彼得能够看见。 神一个宏伟的大计划当中的一部分。
If you look at this passage, you might wonder, why did Peter need the vision?
大家如果在读这段经文的时候，你会问，为什么彼得需要这个意象呢？
Look at chapter 10, verse 19 and 20 with me.
大家看第10章第19节。
Now, after the vision, while Peter was still thinking about it,
当异象之后，彼得还在想这个意象。
The Spirit said to him, Simon, Three men are looking for you. Get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them.
当时圣灵就跟他说，彼得，西门，有三个人来找你，你不要犹豫，跟着他们走。
So if the Holy Spirit was already speaking to him, why would he need that vision?
所以这样大家会问，既然有圣灵直接跟他讲话，他为什么还需要异象？
As long as you follow what the Holy Spirit says to you, you'll be all right.
你只要跟着圣灵顺从圣灵，你就一切就平安无事了。
Why that big cloth with all those animals?
为什么神还要给他一个意象？给他意象当中有块大布条，里面有那么多各种各样的大大小小的动物呢？
Indeed, we can follow the Holy Spirit step by step without the big picture.
的确，我们有的时候不需要意象，只要跟着圣灵走，一步一步走就行了。
As long as you follow every single step the Holy Spirit gives us.
只要你能够跟从圣灵神所带领我们的每一步。
Has anyone ever gone to IKEA?
有人有没有到过 IKEA 这个家具店去过呢？
Yeah, some of us go there to shop. Right? I know a lot of Chinese people go there to shop.
我知道很多华人喜欢到IKEA去买东西。
It looks good and it's cheap.
因为那里边的东西看上去非常好，但是价格非常便宜。
Let me just ask, how many people has a piece of IKEA furniture at home?
家里谁有IKEA的家具有没有？
Right. You don't just buy the furniture, you buy them in a box, you have to go home and put them all together.
你在IKEA买家具，你不是把一个装好的家具买回来，你是买回来一大盒子，然后回家以后自己要装。
That's why it's so cheap. You have to make it.
所以这才那么便宜，因为是你自己要装。
But it's hard putting it together.
但是你要把它装在一起的时候，有的时候很困难，是不是？
Not all of us are like Celia Liu.
并不是我们所有的人都像 Celia Liu 那么能干。
All these parts, all these screws, and all these wood chips, and you have to put this together, put this here, screw this here, put this there.
那么多的部件，那么多的那大块小块，那么多的螺丝，你要把这个螺丝拧到这个地方，要拧到那个地方，然后把它们合起来。
It is rocket science.
这简直是要搞导弹、搞火箭的科学家才能做的事情。
But IKEA knows that we sometimes cannot follow directions, so they give us pictures.
所以 IKEA 知道我们有的时候光看那个说明书一步一步画也不行，所以他给我们图片。
All the instructions are by pictures, no words. You just look at the pictures and do them.
所以所有的那个说明呢，都不是字，都是图片。
But still, it's hard.
但即使这样，还是很困难。
Because it's like a two-dimensional thing, and you have to make a three-dimensional furniture.
因为图片所给我们的是一个平面图像，但是我们所做的这个家具呢，是个三维的图像。
That's why. You go to what exit 13A on New Jersey Turnpike.
所以你就到那个 New Jersey Turnpike 那个出第十13A. 哦，13A的那个出口。
They have a showroom at IKEA.
他们在那里有一个样品，showroom，一个陈列房。
Not only do they put the pictures out.
他们不光是把图片给展示给大家看。
They build everything and put them in the showroom.
他们在房间里面当场展示给大家示范怎么把这个家具搭起来。
You walk through the place and you realize that there, wow, my living room can look like this.
哇，你到了那个陈列房里面，你会想，你会惊叹，哇，原来我的那个起居室也可以像这个一样。
And you walk past and say, oh. My bathroom can look like that.
你在经过时看见一个卫生间，你会说，哇，我的卫生间原来也可以像这样好。
And you say, oh, that's my piece of furniture. Oh, it looks like that.
然后突然你会发现，哇，原来这就是我自己买的那件家具，因为它搭完以后应该是这样子的。
That is what vision is.
这就是意象所给你的东西。
You cannot live there.
你当然不能住在那里。
Otherwise, I would have moved to IKEA a long time ago.
否则的话，我早就搬到 IKEA 里面去住在那儿。
But that gives you an idea, a vision of what these things could look like at home.
但是至少它让你让你有个印象，就知道当这件事情做完以后，它看上去是个什么样的效果。
Vision gives us a glimpse of the big picture.
所以意象让我们能够看见整个一个大图面的。
Of what could be.
当将来所要成就的事情是怎么样的事情。
Now, when you use a GPS,
当你使用 GPS 导航器的时候，
Not only do you want to see the big picture,
你当然不仅是要看那个一个整个的大图面。
Your VPS also, your GPS also informs you when you take a wrong turn.
当你走岔路的时候， GPS 那个导航器呢还会告诉你你走错了。
Now my GPS is very annoying.
我的那个人卫星导航器非常让我讨厌。
Sometimes when I drive, it suddenly talks to me.
当时我有的时候开车开着好好的开车，突然之间它跟我说话了。
And it says, turn around when possible.
突然跟我说。如果可能的话，赶紧回转。
So usually I ignore it and keep driving.
通常情况下我就不理他，我继续开下去。
Then keep saying, turn around when possible.
但是他继续在对我说，赶紧找个机会，赶紧打回头。
It means that I'm going off course and I've taken the wrong turn.
那意思就是说我已经开错路了，已经开出了那个 GPS 原来所指定的路线。
You have to make a U-turn to come back to the right track.
你必须打个 U 字形的那个回转，然后再回到那个正确的路线上。
We look at the story of the first church. The early church went off course and went on the wrong directions.
大家可以看看初代教会的历史，当时的初代教会在很多时候也会走错路。
Firstly, the early church became ethnocentric.
首先初代的教会一开始变得非常的排外，种族呀，
种族。Ethnocentric meaning that they saw themselves as better than the other people.
所谓的排外就是说他们认为自己是比外邦人都好。
Because they were the chosen race.
因为他们是神所拣选的选民。
Eventually, all the other races, other nations were seen as unclean and impure.
所有的外邦人看上去都是不洁净的。
They forgot that God had blessed Abraham.So that he would bless all the nations.
他们忘了神当初神跟亚伯拉罕立约的时候，神说要通过亚伯拉罕祝福所有的各国、各族、各民。
Today's Christian church can go off the same wrong path.
今天的基督教会同样也会这样，像初代教会一样走错路。
Sometimes we think that God can only bless people just like us.
有的时候我们会认为神只会祝福像我们这样的基督徒这样的人。
Jewish.
犹太人
or Italian,
或者意大利人
or from mainland China,
或者是大陆来的人
God can only bless people from Taiwan,
神只会祝福台湾来的人
or God can only bless people from Hong Kong,
或者神只会祝福从香港来的人
or only God can bless the American-born Chinese,
或者神只会祝福在美国出生的华裔
or OBCs,
overseas-born Chinese,
overseas,
或者是在海外出生的中国人
Chinese people,have a tendency to see ourselves as people of the middle kingdom.
我们传统上称我们中国来的人或从把自己认为是泱泱大国中央帝国的一个国民。
The name China means middle kingdom.
中国原来的意思就是中央大国。
Everybody is on the left or the right. We are in the middle.
别其他所有的人不是在我们的左边就是在我们的右边，我们在当中。
We're in the center of the universe.
我们是在宇宙的当中。
Even when we come here to America,
即使到我们到了美国来了以后
，What do we call people who are not Chinese？
我们称那些不是中国人的人，我们怎么称呼他们呢？
老外，
老外，我们称他们老外。
We are the why.
Actually, we are the foreigners, but we call them foreigners.
Okay. Or we actually the people who actually when we are a little bit more coarse, we call the people everybody else is a devil.
所以有的时候，如果我们或是用不太好听的话的话，我们就称那些外国人叫鬼佬。
或白鬼、黑鬼，
或者白
鬼、魔
鬼、
魔鬼。Only we see ourselves as the only humans.
所以我们把自己看成是人。
In verses 34 and 35, Peter said this. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear Him and do what is right.
在这里第十章三十五节、三十四节到三十五节，彼得这样说。彼得就开口说我真看出神是不偏待人原来各国中那敬畏主行义的人都为主所悦纳
The early church was becoming ethnocentric
所以早期的教会在 一定的时候也成了一个非常排外的教会
Vision tells them that they went off course
当时神就给他们异象，让他们知道他们走错路了。
The early church was also becoming traditionalistic.
早期的教会也变得非常的墨守成规
，keeping status quo.
喜欢因循守旧
，thinking that we've always done it this way, so we will always do it this way.
他们认为我们历来就是这样做事的，所以我们今后也是要这样做事。
Jews grow up as children, learning everything about Jews.
犹太人在从小长大的时候，从小就被他们的父母教导他们有关于犹太这个民族的各种各样的传统，所以他们长大的时候还是以犹太人的身份。
So when Jesus was a Jew, of course we will tell that message of Jesus to only the Jews.
既然耶稣他本人是一个犹太人，所以耶稣基督给我们的福音也是传给犹太人。
Maintain status quo. We've always done it this way.
我们都喜欢这样，就是保持现状，安于现状。
One evening, this young man was looking at his beautiful bride.
一个晚上，一个年轻人在看他的那个美丽的新娘。
And she was cooking this ham in the kitchen.
这个新娘正在他的厨房里面在烤他的那火腿。
And he was just admiring her and just looking and just loving her and just watching her cook.
他就在怀着那个深深的爱，在看着她在烤 chicken or ham。
Ham.
看着他的那个爱妻在那里，新娘新婚的爱妻在那里烤那个火腿。
Then he asked her, "Honey, I noticed that every time you cook ham and you do it beautifully, but every time you cook ham, you slice off the both ends."
他看了一会后，忍不住就对他的新娘说，他说，亲爱的，每次我看你做火腿的时候，都发现一件事情，就是你每次把火腿送到那个炉子之前呢，都把它的两头给切掉。
Why do you do that? Why do you cut off both ends before you put it in the oven?
那你为什么这样做？你为什么要把那个火腿的两头给切了以后，然后再把它送到那个炉子烤箱里面呢？
His young bride said, "I don't know."
那个他的新婚不久的那个妻子就说，我也不知道啊。
My mom always did it that way.
因为我的母亲在以前做那个火腿的时候，她就这样做的。
Well, the next time the mother was over for dinner,
过不多久她那个丈母娘也来吃饭了。
And the young woman asked her mother, "Oh, mom, I noticed that. I remember whenever you cook ham, you would slice off both ends of the ham before you put it in the oven. Why do you do that?"
那个妻子就问她自己的母亲，她说妈妈，她说我记得你以前在做那个火腿的时候，每次把火腿送到那个烤箱之前呢，也把那个两头给切掉，为什么这样做呢？
The mother says, "I don't know. Your grandmother always did that."
她的妈妈就告诉她，我也不知道，是因为你的。祖母是这样做的。
Now, one time, both mother and daughter were over at the grandmother's house.
有一次，这两个母女两个人一起来到了那个祖母的家。
And they both asked the grandmother, "Oh, grandma."
他们。
Okay. We remember that every time you cooked ham, you would slice off both ends before you put it in the oven. Why?
他们就问那个祖母，他说，你还记得你以前在做那个火腿的时候，每次在把火腿送到那个火炉之前，烤箱之前呢，都把这两头给切掉。你能告诉我们为什么吗？
Oh, because my pan was too small.
他就说啊，只是因为我们当时那个烤火腿的那个盘子太小了，装不进去。
Sometimes we do things we don't even know why.
所以很多时候我们在做事情的时候，我们都不知道我们为什么这样做。
Even in the Christian church today, we do things by tradition.
所以即使在我们今天的基督教会，我们很多时候做事情也只是按照那个传统来做。
Not necessarily because God tells us to do a certain thing, but because we've always done it that way.
我们很多时候因循守旧，并不是因为神让我们这样做，而是我们自己安于现状。
God uses vision to break us out of that mold.
神有的时候就通过异象让我们来打破这个现状。
Let's move quickly.
让我们
The early church is also becoming egocentric.
以前的教会，早期的教会不但是那个排外，也变得非常自我中心。
Remember, Jesus gave the directive to his disciples to go to all the nations.
记得神当初给他的大使命是去向万国万民传福音。
Start in Judea, go to Samaria, then to the ends of the earth.
从犹大地到撒玛利亚，一直到地极。
But if you look in the Bible in Acts chapter 1-7, they stayed in Jerusalem.
但是大家如果读使徒行传的话，第一章到第七章，他们这些人一直待在耶路撒冷。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because it was comfortable.
因为那个地方他觉得非常舒服。
That was their comfort zone.
这就是他们的安乐窝。
Only until Acts chapter 8, when the Christians were being persecuted.Did they actually go outside to Samaria and then beyond?
只有到了第八章，大家读到第八章的时候，发现那个基督徒开始受到逼迫，他们才不得不走出他们的安乐窝，来到了撒玛利亚以及别的地方。
Without vision, a church may become egocentric. Everything is about me.
如果没有神的意象，所有的事情都变成大家会变得越来越自我中心，所有的东西都是为了我。
We exist for ourselves.
我们的存在是为了我们自己。
And so we rot inside this comfort zone.
所以我们大家就一起在那个你好我好在那个安乐窝里边就是腐烂下去。
So you see, vision tells us when we've taken the wrong turn.
所以当我们走错路的时候，神就通过异象来告诉我们。
Now, what does vision mean for us here at CCCS?
那么对于我们今天的美多教会来说，我们的异象是什么呢？
You all should have received a bookmark as you came into this hall. If you did not, please raise your hand so the usher can bring it to you.
收到这样一个书签。
We have ushers in the back. If you see,
if you see 如果没有的话举手，后面的那个招待会给你。
Give your hands up, because
如果没有的话，
we'll be talking about this. We'll just look at it together.
Okay.
On one side of the bookmark,
thank you. 在其中的一面。
On one side of the bookmark is our mission statement.
是教会的宗旨。
This is just really tells us who we are as a church, what we do.
这只是告诉大家，我们这个宣称我们教会是什么样的一个教会，我们是谁。
What we've become in the last 35 years.
就是我们在过去的35年是一个什么样的一个信仰。
It's a mission statement, 教会的宗旨。
教会宗旨 ,mission statement.
But on the other side,
但是在另一面
,the other side talks about our church vision.
另一面讲的是我们教会的意向。
Now, this church vision has taken the leaders over 10 years to develop and to verbalize.
这个意向在过去10年里面一直让我们教会的领袖用言语给表达出来。
How did we receive this vision?
我们是如何接受到这样的一个意向？
No, there was no sheet coming down from heaven.
当然我们这个意向不像那个彼得所见到的意向有一块布条从天上下来从天而降。
There was no angel appearing us in light and telling us this.
当然也没有天使啊在我们的意向当中出现跟我们讲话。
Just by hard work and a lot of prayer.
我们的意向获得意向的途径就是通过各种各样辛勤的劳动和不停的祷告。
A lot of church leaders over these last 10 years in this church kept praying and asking God for direction.
我们教会在过去10年当中10 years?
Yeah.
我们教会的领袖各种各样的领袖一直在不住的祷告求问神给我们教会
We discussed it amongst ourselves.
我们同工也自己一起讨论
We asked members in our church.
我们也询问征求大家的意见
Prayed a lot more.
我们然后再祷告
Met up for different meetings just to firm up what our church vision might be.
就通过这样我们才慢慢地形成了一个我们教会意向的共识。
This statement in Chinese and English is what we believe God wants our church to become.
这一面所大家所看见的英语和中文的意向的陈述就是我们所相信的神给我们所看见的意向。
And there are really three parts in this church vision.
在这个意向当中有三部分。
The first part says to establish three words, three slogans. Establish.
这个意向可以用三句话简单的三个词简单的说第一个就是建立
We will be establishing ministries, building ministries.
我们要建立各种各样的事工
And if you actually look in the fine print, you see that it's going to be a multi-generational establishment.
大家如果看那个小字的话上面就建立的事工是多代多族裔互相效力的事工
Why multi-generational?
为什么是多代的呢
Because we believe that God has created and blesses families.
因为我们相信神不仅是创造了我们的家也祝福一个家庭每一个家庭
And God has called our church to minister to the whole family
神呼召我们为向每一个家庭给家庭整个家庭事工
From babies to senior citizens
从最小的婴孩一直到年长者
And we believe that God can use people of any age in various ways and capacities
我们也相信神可以使用各种不同年龄阶段的人
Each person is important here at CCCS.
在美德教会，所有的人，每一个人都很重要。
No matter young or old.
不管你是年长的还是年轻的。
The focus for the next few years, if we're talking about building a multi-generational ministry.
所以在今后的几年，我们教会的那个所侧重的重点就是要建立一个多代的教会。
We believe God wants us to strengthen the children's ministry.
当然，神要我们要更加加强那个儿童事工。
And we believe that we need to build up the student and young adult ministry in the Chinese congregations.
同样，我们也需要在华中文堂里面那个建立起学生和青少年的事工。
We don't want to hear people saying that, "Oh, we're getting old."
我们不想在这里听见大家在不停的埋怨哈，我们越来越老了。
We really need to build up the young people in our church.
我们在这里要建造年轻人的事工。
And also, we will be working on Christian education and discipleship of all believers.
同样，我们也要花很多的时间，花在基督徒的教育和那个门徒培训上。
Now, if you actually look at the bookmark,
大家看书签,
there's also one line that says multi-ethnic. Now, that one statement has caused a lot of debate and controversy.
这个多族裔这几个词曾经在我们教会引起很多的争论。
Isn't this a Chinese church?
这难道不是一个华人教会吗?
What do you mean by multi-ethnic ministry?
那为什么说是多族裔教会呢?
Well, let's answer first, why? Why do we need to build a multi-ethnic ministry?
那我们先首先问, 为什么我们需要建造一个多族裔的教会?
Because the society we live in is multi-ethnic.
因为我们今天所处的社会是一个多族裔的社会。
Do you know what year is the year 2042? Why is it significant?
为什么2042年是非常一个有意义的一个年份呢?
2042, about almost 30 years from now.
2042年,也许30年以后,
30多, yeah.
30多年以后,
okay. That is the year that the Census Bureau is projecting that in America, there will no longer be a majority.
根据人口普查的统计和预测, 到了那个30年以后, 32年以后, 在美国已经不存在所谓的多数民族了。
Okay, white people will no longer be the majority at that year.
白人不再成为一个多数民族。
Our society is multi-ethnic.
我们的社会就成了一个多族裔的社会。
We speak different languages.
我们讲各种各样不同的语言。
We come from different countries.
我们从来自不同的国家。
But you're thinking, our church was founded as an ethnic church, a Chinese church.
我们的教会原来是一个华人教会，单族裔的教会。
Originally, we were here to minister to first-generation immigrants from China and other Chinese-speaking countries.
这个教会原来是专门施工对象，是专门是针对那些第一代华人移民。
Well, we will continue using that model because Chinese is a part of the multi-ethnic group.
当然我们仍然要服侍这些华人移民，因为华人移民仍然是多族裔当中的一部分。
We will reach other first-generation Chinese immigrants still.
我们的施工对象仍然是要面向第一代的那些年轻一代的华人移民。
But our second and third and fourth generations of this church,
但是我们这教会的第二代、第三代,
they do not have any language or cultural impediments or things that keep them from merging with this society.
对他们来说已经不存在语言和文化上的各种各样的障碍, 让他们能够和别的族裔能够融在一起。
We as a church must help the younger generations to be salt and light to this world.
我们要帮助我们教会的年轻一代能够成为这个社会多族裔社会的盐和光。
Many ethnic churches in America have failed to grasp this idea.
很多在美国的单族裔的那个教会没有抓住这一点。
Some of them were Scandinavian, some of them were German, some of them were Polish, Hungarian churches.
这些单族裔的教会有的是专门是那个北欧教会啊，或者是日耳曼教会啊，或者是波兰教会。
They refuse to adapt to their society.
他们拒绝适应这个新的环境。
Where are they now?
他们这些教会如今在哪儿呢？ 很多这些教会都关门了。
Now, many of us are concerned though.
但是我们很多人仍然觉得有点关心，紧张。
Multi-ethnic ministries.
多族裔的教会.
Does that mean that suddenly our church will become an African-American church?
那么是不是意味着我们的教会突然是变成一个非裔美国人，就黑人教会了呢？
Yeah, 黑人都跑进来了。
好多黑人啊。
Oh, how about, would it become a Hispanic church? Everybody who speaks Spanish would come in here?
会变成一个墨西哥人那种西班牙裔的，那些西班牙裔的人都跑到我们教会来了。
That's still okay, but what if all the gangsters? We see them on movies, right? Like, yeah, the gangsters, they come in here, this church, right?
这些黑人和西班牙裔的人来我们教会倒无所谓，但为什么要是那些帮派人来到我们教会怎么办呢? 我们在电影里面看见很多那种匪帮互相拿枪打来打去的那种人。
But all we know about black people is that they're either rappers or they're gangsters.
我们所知道的，我们关于那黑人所知道的，所有的在电影里得到印象，不是那个 gangster， 就是那种 rapper， 就是跳 rap 那个 hip hop 的那种。
How about the homeless people? Are they all going to come into our church?
那些无家可归的人怎么办呢？那些在流浪的人怎么办呢？他们也难道也要到我们教会来吗？
Well, the answer is we don't know.
我们的答案是不知道。
But most likely not.
但是 很可能不会，这样的事情不会发生。
Building a multi-ethnic ministry takes a long, long time.
要建立一个多族裔的教会，一个事工要花很长很长的时间。
Will not happen overnight. That you next week you come here and everybody is not yellow.
Okay. 不会一夜之间发生，也不会说下个星期大家来的时候看见这里在座的那个人已经不再是黄皮肤的人了。
As we reach out into this community, Remember last year we had the Thanksgiving luncheon, we had people come in here to serve, and there were people coming here to eat.
记得去年的那个感恩节的时候, 我们把教会, 邀请教会的人到这里来服侍午餐,
or later this year, in the summer, we were having a vacation Bible school, and we're opening it to the community.
今年晚些时候, 在暑期圣经班的时候, 我们要把这个教会开放, 让, 邀请各种各样族裔的人来。
Over the next few years, we might see one or two people who are not Chinese come and join us.
在今后的2到3年之内, 我们会看见有一两个不是中国人的人来到我们教会和我们一起崇拜。
Now, most likely these people will be just like you and me.
从概率上来讲,很大可能这些人呢,就和你我一样。
Except for our skin color, we're essentially similar.
除了肤色以外,不同以外,其他地方都差不多。
Maybe middle class, upper middle class.
也许是中产阶级或是中上产阶级。
Decent people.
是有体面的人。
Kind of like the people who came to serve with us during the Thanksgiving luncheon.
就像那个感恩节来我们所见到那些人,和我们一起吃饭那些人一样。
Just like the Chinese people, they emphasize family.
就和我们华人一样,他们也很注重家庭。
Because people who are very different from us will also feel uncomfortable just coming here.
因为和我们非常不同的人, 他们来, 他们也觉得不舒服。
But regardless, security and safety for our children and for our members will always be a topmost concern of the leaders.
当然, 我们如果要发展多族裔教会的话, 我们教会的那个安全, 儿童的, 尤其是小孩的各方面安全方面成为我们一个首先要考虑的事情。
It also says we are going to be interview dependent.
这里还说我们要建立一个能够互相效力的施工。
However way God helps us build our ministries, we aim for unity.
我们不管有多少个施工, 英文施工、华人施工也好, 我们所有的这些施工要彼此搭配,要互相团结。
Being interdependent means that each ministry should be strong enough and healthy enough to survive on its own.
所谓能够互相效力的施工,也就是说每一个施工自己都能够健康独自地生存下去。
But we choose to be together to see what is best for the other ministries.
但是我们这些虽然这些独立的施工能够独立的活生存下去, 但是仍然希望和其他的施工彼此搭配,彼此合作。
What does empower mean though?
Empower这里栽培是什么意思?
We want to empower the next generations of church leaders.
我们要栽培我们教会的下一代的领袖。
In 35 years, what will happen to CCCS?
35年以后, 我们的美德教会将成为什么样呢?
Will we have a time machine?
我们有那个时光机吗?
I don't think so.
我不觉得我们那时候会有时光机。
Will we have a church on the moon?
我们真的会在月亮上面建造一个教会吗?
I can very safely say no.
我会保证，我敢担保那时候不会有月亮上会有教会。
If you want to send me there, that's up to you.
如果你们想把我送到月亮上去，那随你们便。
Will we have a bigger, nicer church?
我们会不会有一个更大、更漂亮的教堂呢?
Hopefully.
希望如此。
Will we have many pastors?
我们会不会有很多牧师呢?
Maybe, we already have many pastors.
也许,
but will our children become the church leaders?
但是重要的问题是, 我们的今天的孩子在那个时候会成为我们教会的领袖呢?
You betcha.
你一定会的。
Definitely.
一定会的。
We want to see the Samuels, the Austins, the Ethans, the Matthews, like pastors, Matthew and Matthew, Deborahs, Annas, Johns, all the children become church leaders.
我想看见在座的像Samuel啊, Austin啊,
Justin啊,所有的这些孩子,Deborah这些孩子,都能够成为在35年后都成为教会未来的领袖。 This past Friday,
在过去的刚过去的一个星期五,
just like the other congregations, we met together for a fellowship meeting.
就像其他的那个聚会一样,我们聚集在一起,那个团契。
We saw a video of our church's history.
我们看了一下我们教会那个有关我们教会历史的一个video.
Then we had testimonies.
然后我们做了见证.
And in these testimonies, we had about a dozen young leaders come up to say what God has done in their lives.
在这个见证会上，有很多年轻人站出来，站在大家面前为主做见证，像诉说神在他们身上所做的作为.
These young people not only grew up in this church.
这些年轻人不仅是生长在这个教会,
most of them were born and they were basically born in the church.
他们甚至都生在这个教会。
They were different from our older leaders today.
他们和我们今天比较年长的领袖们不一样。
They really have ownership of this church because this is the church they've known all their lives.
在他们眼里，这个教会就是他们的，因为他们从出生到现在，整个教会他们就跟教会分不开。
We invest in our children.
我们把我们的投资花在我们的孩子身上。
Some of us have moved from different countries to come here to give our children a chance, an opportunity.
很多人家长都是从别的国家来移民到这里来，为了是让他们下一代有更好的机会。
Why wouldn't we want them to own the faith and the church that we love?
我们为什么不让我们教会当中的年轻一代能够拥有这样的一个信仰，拥有这个教会本身呢？
So we invest in this church not for ourselves but for the next generations.
所以我们投资在这个教会身上，不是为了我们自己，而是为了我们下一代。
Older leaders,
年长的领袖，
we must plan an exit strategy.
我们要做好我们退居二线的准备。
Slowly turn over the reins, the controls to the younger ones.
把教会的缰绳慢慢的、逐渐的交给我们的下一代。
Now some of these young people, even you know them in the English congregation.
这里的很多年轻人，大家知道，有很多年轻人是来自英文堂。
They're not very traditional.
他们和不是传统式的人物。
The way they do ministry is might be different from how we do ministry.
他们如果要服侍事工的话，他们所作所为和我们今天所做的可能也许很不一样。
They were not traditional, but neither was Peter preaching to Cornelius.
他们不是传统上的，他们不是一个墨守传统的人。但是如果我们看使徒行传的话，彼得也是打破传统的一个人。
Last, we need to engage.
最后我们要讲的是，我们要推动。
We need to engage disciples for the Great Commission.
我们要推动门徒实践大使命。
Each Christian has a part to play in God's Great Commission.
每一个基督徒都在神的大使命当中有一部分。
No one can just sit back and watch other people at work.
没有任何人可以坐在边上看别人工作。
So our pledge as the leadership of this church is say we will identify, help Christians identify the calling.
所以我们承诺是，我们对神的承诺是在今后。我们要帮助我们教会的每一个成员能够找到神在他们身上的呼召。
We will help Christians receive training.
我们要帮助每一个基督徒接受训练。
We will help Christians exercise their gifts wherever God has called them.
我们要帮助基督徒如何使用神在他们身上给他们的恩赐。
The Christian Church is the only human organization that exists not for its members but for its non-members.
基督教会是人类各所有组织里面唯一的一种组织，它的存在不是为了它的会员会友，而是为了非会友。
Yesterday we went out on a community service.
昨天我们差派一些人到社区服务去。
About 26 people came out with us yesterday.
昨天有26个人来参加。
We went out to the Chinese supermarkets.
我们去中国的超市。
Some of us went to the New Brunswick train station and then George Street.
有些人到那 New Brunswick 的那个火车站和那个 George 街
to pass out gospel pamphlets.
到那儿去分发那个福音单张。
For most of these people, these 26 people, it was their first time doing this.
对这些26人来说，很多人都是第一次做这件事。
We were scared.
当时很害怕。
What if people actually reject us?
为什么如果被开放如果街上的人拒绝我们怎么办？
But we were out there yesterday for a few hours.
但是我们还是在街上站了两个小时。
And then later we came back together and we had a buffet lunch together.
然后我们回来了，然后我们大家一起吃那个 buffet, 包肥中餐。
包肥。And we talked about our experience.
我们大家分享了那个经验。
Everybody was excited.
每个人都非常的兴奋。
Some people rejected us, but we said,So what?
有些人遭到了拒绝，但是我们说这又怎么样呢？
The picture I saw was like the 72 disciples that Jesus sent on a short-term mission trip.
这一情景让我想起了那个福音书里面讲的，耶稣当时也是差派72个门徒到外面去传福音。
They came back full of joy and reported to Jesus that even the demons submit to us in your name.
他们回来的时候是带着非常的兴奋的心情向耶稣报告。他们对耶稣说，即便是魔鬼也服了你。
The 26 people yesterday came back and they were excited.
昨天也是一样，26个人回来以后，他们非常的高兴。
Because this is what Christianity is about.
这因为他们知道基督教就是这样的。
Living out our faith, taking risks.
就是要活出我们的信仰，也要愿意承担风险。
Not be egocentric and think about ourselves and what makes us comfortable.
不要整天是以自我为中心啊，整天活在一个安窝里面。
Now in case.You missed out on the chance yesterday.
如果你在座的人如果就昨天没有去的话
，We're going out one more time.
我们还要再去一次。
Next month.
下个月。
The day before Easter, we're going to the same locations to pass out gospel tracts.
在复活节的前一天，我们到同样的地方去分发福音单张。
April 3rd, the day before Easter, people will be thinking about what Easter is.
4月3号, 也就是复活节的前一天, 我们要让人们想想, 什么叫, 复活节是什么意, 代表什么意义?
I encourage you to join us.
我鼓励大家能够参与。
Now, a vision is hard work.
意象也是, 也意味着辛勤的劳动。
I will not kid you. It is going to be hard work.
我在这里不想跟大家, 说那些开玩笑的话, 这的确是一个非常, 非常繁重的任务。
Just looking at the statement saying this is, from now on, this is what we would be doing.
大家如果看这个, 这个意象宣言的话, 大家看，就应该意识到，这我们今后要做的就是朝着这个意向去做了。
A big picture，
这是一个大图片。
How do we do that？
那我们如何来做呢？
One step at a time，
一步一个脚印。
Do you remember there was a movie a few years ago called 300？
大家还记得几年前有一个电影叫做300人？
300 warriors， Greek warriors fighting。
有300个希腊的决斗士啊，那个斗士在作战。
I don't have any pictures for you. You just have to use your imagination.
我这里没有图片，大家可以用脑子来想象。These
warriors were beautiful.
这些斗士长得非常的美。They
had muscles where I did not know there could be muscles.
他们在身上没有长出肌肉的地方都有肌肉。And
they were fighting, and the fight scenes were beautiful. The scenes in the movie were beautiful.
他们拿着刀和剑在互相厮杀，这个厮杀的场面非常的美。
That was actually the first movie that was totally shot with a green screen.
这是唯一的一场电影，就是电影里面的所有的情景都是用绿色的。
In other words, all the actors never went outside to film this movie. Everything was inside a warehouse.
也就是说，所有的it's a green movie. I'm sorry, 不是绿色，就是这个绿色的意思是环保的意思。就也就是说。 不是绿颜色啊，这个绿色就是。The
background was green.
It is green. Okay.
The background was green.
I thought you meant it as environmental.
No, the background was green.
It's a pun. Okay, it's a pun. Okay.
Background was green.
它的那个背景的确是绿色的。All
the actors acted in front of the background.
所有的那些演员呢，都是在那个 background， 在那个背景和前面的那个打斗。After
they filmed the movie, they would use computer to overlay the images on the background.
所以当他们演完以后呢，计算机通过用作图软件把这些情景呢能够合在一起。
So all the beautiful scenes they were sailing on the ocean, all those were computer generated.
所以大家看见电影里面所有这些美丽的画面，包括在海洋里面航行的话，这些画面都是计算机所模拟的图片。
The whole movie was done inside a warehouse in Montreal.
整个电影是在蒙特利尔的一个仓库里面所拍摄的。
So they were interviewing these actors, and they said, sometimes we did not know what we were doing.
所以我们在采访这些，当人们采访这些演员的时候，他们演员说，有的时候我们都不知道我们做这些动作是干什么。
They're fighting, and they don't know who they're fighting.
他们在这里打斗，他们不知道他们跟谁打斗。
Everything's green behind them.
他们看见的背后的唯一的看见就是一个绿色的背景。When
they have to stand on a rock, they have to go like this.
他们要站在那个岩石上的话，他们的脚就要抬起来，就是。And
the actor said, sometimes we just don't know what we're doing, and we say, what are we doing?
所以这些演员说，有的时候我们不知道我们这导演要我们做这个动作是干什么，是为了什么目的。And
they realized they had to trust the director.
但是他们知道，他们要信任那个导演。Only
the director has the vision to see what the whole movie would look like.
因为只有导演才知道整个电影当做完以后将是一个什么样子。In
the meantime, they just have to act and do their best.
而在同时呢，这些演员呢，必须要听导演的话，就是做他们尽他们的努力，演好每一个戏。We
also have to trust the director who gave us the vision.
同样，我们也要信任给我们的导演，给我们指示的导演。A
vision can be rejected. We can say no. I don't want this vision. I don't care about this.
神给我们的意向，我们不能拒绝。我们不能说我们不要这个意向。Back
in the days of Peter,
在彼得的年代，
if they rejected that vision that was lowered from heaven.
如果彼得拒绝了那个从天而降的那个意象的话，
Now the Jewish Christians, some of them rejected that. They said, we reject your actions, we reject this vision.
大家别忘了，当时的确有一些犹太裔的那个基督徒的确是拒绝了这个意象。
They're known as the Judaizers. They were the ones who persecuted Paul.
他们这些人虽然是基督徒，但他们是犹太教士的基督徒。他们这些人到后来就是逼迫保罗的人。They did
not help with the spread of the gospel, but they hindered.
他们不但不去向外邦人传福音，他们而且拦阻那个保罗啊那些使徒向外邦人传福音。Now,
if you look at the Bible passage, God commanded Peter to go to the Gentiles.
但是如果大家看那个经文的话，大家会知道神要彼得向外邦人传福音。
If Peter said no, I will not go. I do not care about this vision.
如果彼得当时拒绝神给他的意象，说不，我不要去，我根本不管你这个意象是什么东西。
What would have happened?
那么今天会是什么样子呢？
God's picture will still continue.
神的意象，神的图案会仍然继续下去。
He'll call somebody else.
他会招别人，呼召别人去。
Peter would miss out on the blessing himself.
然而彼得就会失掉神给他的祝福。
Verse 12 it says, Peter, get up, kill and eat.
第十二节在这里讲，彼得起来，把这些虫宰杀了，吃掉。
我广东话话，煮埋俾你食啦。
用广东话说，煮埋俾你食。
The vision was meant to be to bless Peter.
这个意象是要祝福彼得的。
The harvest is prepared for our benefit.
神所给我们预备的这个收获的工厂是也是为了祝福我们的。
Many people reject the vision of the future and they've lost out.
很多人拒绝了关于将来的意向，他们拒绝的结果就是沉沦了。
For example, Charles Duell, the director of the U.S. Patent Office, said this in 1899.
在比如说1899年，美国专利协会的那个主任 Charles Duell 说过这样一句话。
Everything that can be invented has been invented, he says.
所有能被发明的东西都已经被发明了。
Or a recording company expert in 1962 said, "We don't think the Beatles will do anything in their market. Guitar groups are on their way out."
还有一个1962年的一个美国一个唱片公司的一个专家是这样说的：我们不觉得那个甲壳虫乐队有什么前途，他们会有什么市场，因为那种靠吉他的弹唱的那些要越来越落伍了。
And please don't put out the next slide yet.
下张幻灯片先别打出来。
Okay. The chairman of the board of IBM in 1943 said this.
1943年IBM 公司的那个主席是这样说的。
IBM, the chairman of the board in 1943 said this, I think there is a world market for about 5 computers.
我认为整个世界只能容纳大概5台计算机左右。
People reject vision.
这些人都拒绝了有关将来的意向。正因为如此，他们这些人就被淘汰了。
God wants to bless us.
神要祝福我们。
That is why he gives us vision.
这就是为什么神要给我们意象。
As soon as the leaders started owning this vision,
当我们的领袖能够拥抱这样的意象以后，
opportunities came knocking at our door.
机会就会自动找上门来。
The Hamilton Street Business and Community Corporation, they called us, they were the ones who contacted us and said, can we use your place for a Thanksgiving luncheon?
就是那个 Hamilton, 比如说我们附近那个叫 Hamilton Street 那个 community, 那个就是 corp.企业 corp 那个自动来找我们联系，问我们要不要用他们的 facility， 用他们设施，用我们的地方来做那个感恩节的那个街坊会 OK.
The food bank nearby recently called us and said they wish to form a partnership with our church to reach the community.
同样，我们一直服侍的那个 food bank， 那个分发免费食物的那个 food bank 也来打电话找我们，要愿意和我们合作一起为那个社区服务。
There are other Christian community groups right now in discussion process, hoping that we could actually be a partner with them.
还有很多其他的那个基督教的团体也正在和我们商讨，看看我们是不是有机会和他们一起合作。
And you're saying, Pastor Ian, of course, you tell them about this church vision, right?
当然会说，马牧师啊，当然了，你跟他们这样讲嘛，当然他们会来找你了。
We never told anyone.
其实我们根本没有和任何人谈。
The time we actually came with a vision and started praying about it, all these places suddenly within a few months called and contacted us.
是当我们在教会默认了这样、承认了这样、确认了这样的意向，然后开始迫切祷告了以后，就在几个月内，所有这些团体和组织突然之间就开始打电话找我们联系。
God has a big picture.
神有一个更大的计划。
He is doing something he wants us to join in that big picture.
他所做的事情是，他也希望我们能够参与他这样的计划。
CCCS, Happy 35th birthday.
美德教会，祝生日快乐。
May God use you mightily in the next 35 years.
愿神在今后的35年里大大的使用你。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
God, we thank you for vision.
神啊，我们谢谢你给我们意象。
Sometimes we don't know what the future looks like.
有的时候我们不知道将来是什么样子。
So we are worried.
所以我们有的时候很着急。
But Lord God, you have a big picture at hand.
但是主啊，我们知道你掌握的一切。
You want us to be a part of that big picture.
你要我们参与你的事工。
Sometimes the picture tells us we've gone off course.
有的时候你的意象告诉我们，我们已经走错路了。
And God, we've made many mistakes in this church.
是的，的确，我们在这个教会在过去做了很多错事。
Each of the members, each of the pastors, each of the leaders have done things that are wrong.
不管是会友还是牧师或者还是同工都做过错事。
We ask that you will forgive us.
我们请求主饶恕我们。
Give us a new start.
给我们一个新的开端。
Help us not to linger in the past and our successes nor our failures.
让我们不要只停留在过去的成功或者失败上。
Help us to look ahead.
让我们能够展望未来。
We can only look at the director.
我们只能仰望你，你是我们的导演。
Because you know what the picture will look like.
因为你知道将来的事是什么样。
So guide us.
所以指引我们。
Direct us.
带领我们。
And help us, Lord, to obey and follow.
也给我们一颗愿意服从的心。
Thank you. We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.